You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
The New York Rangers sending a message to the NHL commissioner last night, and that message was...
blank my blank and blank you.
There you go. They're still fuming, still angry that nothing happened to Tom Wilson. Tom Wilson of the Capitals on Monday night was involved in a melee with his team and the Rangers. At one point, forward for the Rangers, Pavel Buchnevich, God bless you, was on the ice face down, at which point Tom Wilson thought it would be a good idea to punch this guy in the back of the head.
Ow.
Then,
face down on the ice.
Yes, then he ended up mixing it up with Artemi Panarin, who is a star for the Rangers, and he's injured now. Panarin will not return for the remainder of the season. The Rangers were furious because Wilson only got a slap on the wrist. He got a $5,000 fine.
Yeah.
They felt he should have been suspended because this guy has a history of being a complete D-bag.
Yeah.
And has done stuff like this in the past. Has gotten out of hand. Now, whether or not he went over the line, you can make the argument. I really don't care. I don't care. What makes me happy is when I get to talk about hockey first in sports, and that's what I'm doing, thanks to the Rangers. Because last night, when they got to the line to face off against the Capitals for the puck drop, right at the start of the game, it was on.
Right off the faceoff, three fights simultaneously. Rooney and Dowd, DiGiuseppe going at it with Hathaway, Blackwell, and Hagelin.
Yep, right out of the gate.
Right out of the gate. And really, if you're being honest, it's the reason you can talk about hockey first is thanks to Tom Wilson.
Well, you can make that argument, but if the Rangers don't retaliate, you know what? You can thank the pandemic, because if we didn't have the pandemic, we wouldn't be having so many of these back-to-back games with the same two teams. You know, they just played. So they played Monday night. They stayed in New York, played them again. So this is what's happening because of the pandemic.
So thank Rudy Gobert from the NBA, is what you said.
Who started the pandemic almost.
No, I think, I think you go back to the guy in China. I think that's where you thank dude.
The market.
All right, let's stop.
Yeah.
Let's just stop. Enjoy the fact that we talk about hockey first here for once. Damn it. Anyway, lots of fighting. Lots of fighting. And Tom Wilson wasn't even on the ice yet.
Yeah.
But at the 49-second mark of the first period, again, less than a minute into the game, Tom Wilson on the ice for his shift with his line, and he heard the boos, and apparently the closest Ranger to Tom Wilson who was on the ice was told, attack him as soon as he comes out.
Here's the boos from the crowd.
And here's Brandon Smith.
Brandon Smith goes right after Wilson.
Yep. Went right after him.
Wow.
Smith afterwards, he's not a fighter, but he knew it was his job. He
it's
was
required.
The closest guy. So,
it was required.
141 penalty minutes racked up between the two teams. Standing room only there in the penalty boxes. Overshadowed in this whole mess is TJ Oshie of the Capitals. He had a hat trick. And Oshie wasn't there Monday night because he was mourning the death of his father. He was very emotional after the hat trick last night. So I guess a good moment for him, despite all of the other negative press that gets to lead the sports this morning. Hey, let's head to... Oh, man, somebody's at the door.
What do you need?
Can somebody get that?
I've been sent here from the future. I have to have sex with your housekeeper to save humanity.
What?
Bring me your housekeeper. I have to have sex with her now. I'm the Terminator.
I don't have a housekeeper, and I think you're just present-day Arnold Schwarzenegger.
No, I am a machine. Every second I'm not having sex with a housekeeper. Robots are killing people in the future.
All right, now let's head to the ballpark. It's a little penis and cracker jack. In Seattle, former Tides pitcher John Means tossing a no-no for the Orioles. 6-0 win, 10th no-hitter in Orioles history. First since four pitchers combined in 1991 to no-hit the Oakland A's. And the last Orioles pitcher before Means to toss a complete game no-no, Jim Palmer, who did it against also the Oakland A's in 1969. Other action in the majors, the Braves topped the Nationals. Yankees beat the Astros. And according to Sports Illustrated, the Astros complaining about being taunted too much at these games. You know what's going to work out well for them? The report that they're complaining to the league office about being taunted too much.
Yeah. Oh,
that's going to work out well for them. Yep.
That always makes people stop.
Yep. Tigers beat the Red Sox in 10 innings. The Mets and the Cardinals in a doubleheader.
Oh, love a doubleheader.
Mm. They lost game one. 4-1.
Wow.
They win game two, 7-2.
Kind of hurts going in, doesn't it?
It really does. Phillies topped the Brewers 5-4, and that was the Major League Baseball report sponsored by Elon Musk.
Elon Musk. He revolutionized online payments. He built the most electrifying car on the road.
He can get you from San Francisco to Dubai in 10 seconds. And now, the next innovation from the real-life Tony Stark. Elon Musk.
It's like his name.
Want to go to outer space?
Not without Musk.
He proved the Riemann hypothesis in zero G.
I'm working on a proof. A proof for love.
Oh, God. I'm lonely.
It's the new fragrance from Elon Musk in stores everywhere.
Where?
NBA action last night. Wizards on the road in Milwaukee lose to the Bucks by one. That's got to hurt. Ouch. The Nuggets knocked off the Knicks. The Sixers won. The Celtics won. Trailblazers with a victory. The Suns' worst loss of the season for them. They lose by 32 to the Hawks. With that loss and the Utah Jazz victory, Utah back atop of the Western Conference with the best record. Best record in the NBA, actually. And here's your fun fact. When Antonis Machis, a mathematician and philosopher, became the mayor of Bogota, Colombia in 2001, one of the first things he did was hire 420 mimes to improve both traffic and citizens' behavior. The mimes would ridicule bad drivers and also mock pedestrians who didn't follow crossing rules.
It worked. Mocked by mimes. This is novel.
It worked.
This is very novel.
Or at least that's what he claims.
He says yes.
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 That Antonis Machis.
Antonis.
Bogota.